The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
This is the sound of common sense defending freedom. The Morning Blaze.
Okay, once again, we had some breaking news that it looks like Aaron Hernandez has killed himself.
In the jail cell.
Really?
Confirmed by the, now he's confirmed by the state troopers. Confirmed he was pronounced dead at the hospital where they took him.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, you know.
He was found guilty, right?
Of one charge. It was the carrying a weapon.
Oh, he wasn't found guilty of murder?
No. To my knowledge,
it wasn't. Didn't he get the murder, Cal?
Was
it?
I thought he did.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I thought he did.
Because he got a significant sentence.
Why would he kill himself for a weapons charge?
I mean, if you're going to be in jail 15 years or 20, doesn't matter what the charge was. But I mean,
it's kind of weird for him to. It just doesn't. That makes no sense.
Cal, do you have the audio of Mike Pence still? Pull that up. I want you to hear this while we're looking at that. So day before yesterday, Mike Pence randomly shows up wearing a bomber jacket at the DMZ.
He looks hot on that.
He's wearing a bomber jacket is what bombers wore.
Right. It is the pilots.
I mean, obviously civilians wear it too and whatever, but it has a certain swagger, right?
It does. It does.
And I don't think it was an accident that he was wearing that
not.
When he made
that
statement.
No.
And he goes to the DMZ and once again reiterates that the era of patience
is over.
Telling North Korea at the DMZ.
That's pretty ballsy.
Right. You're right there.
You're literally knocking at the door.
We're not waiting on your crap anymore. Get your crap together, right? That's what he did.
That gave me the chills right there.
Right. And they've said that several times. Then he goes to Japan and says this.
The United States of America will always seek peace. But under President Trump, the shield stands guard and the sword stands ready. And those who would challenge our resolve or our readiness should know. We will defeat any attack and meet any use of conventional or nuclear weapons with an overwhelming and effective American response.
Amen.
Bitches.
Amen.
That's the only thing missing was bitches. Drop the mic.
He walked out after that.
Did he walk out?
He walked out after that.
So there was a drop.
Did he drop the mic?
Did he look as hot, though, as W did in that little jumpsuit with the, you know, the
almost as good.
Almost.
Okay, so then he gives that speech in Japan. Yeah. The only time you give a speech like that is if somebody questions your military or if there's... So they're not... I'm not saying wrong or right, but they are manufacturing this... event. Now, maybe they have other stuff behind the scenes. They need to do this. I'm not questioning whether or not we should do it. I'm just saying some crap's going down soon, within weeks.
He did that at the USS Ronald Reagan. He was talking to all the sailors there. It was really fascinating.
All right, let's get some tweets in, and then we'll get to Brad's headlines as well. We have some with Hear Me Out.
Hernandez, real quick. Suicide 5 days after he was acquitted of murdering two men in Boston, but he was still serving a life sentence without parole for murdering Odin Lloyd in North Attleboro in 2013.
Okay. So he was serving somebody else.
He was in jail for life.
They charged him a couple times.
Yeah, we have Hear Me Out from the winner of Hear Me Out.
Oh, this is from
the two countries that have the handle on obesity are North Korea and Cuba. Dang it. I was thinking Ethiopia.
Heyo!
Good morning.
And one from Insider Denny.
What I learned today, some animals, like some people, migrate to Mexico for reproductive reasons. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
My wife, by the way, is tired of my same old joke whenever we mention Ethiopian restaurants, and I'm like, small plates. Small plates. Yeah. Good small portions, just so you know. Tweets coming in, hashtag what I learned today. Follow at the Blaze Brad, at Real Chris Cruz, at Cal79, and at Doc Thompson Show.
We've scoured news agencies from around the world to find the most profound headlines.
Here we go.
All right, this is close to your heart, Doc, out of D.C., just for you. The VA turning to the private sector to help reduce wait times for veterans.
Oh, that's good. So the VA is going to use the private sector.
Yes.
Why wouldn't they just privatize?
Well, and it gets better. They're allowing veterans with minor injuries and illnesses to seek aid at CVS Minute Clinics.
Okay. I mean, anything that helps the veterans, that's fine. But I'm saying this is like McDonald's going, okay, we're going to outsource our cheeseburger making.
I know.
You know, Carl's Jr. just gets it done better, so we're going to allow people to go to Carl's Jr.
Right.
But you still come here, and then we'll send out for the Carl's Jr.
Right.
And you just went. It was like the post office the other day saying, we're going to go ahead and scan all of your letters and put them in the email.
And email it to you.
What? Cut out the middleman. Only in government. They're so grasping at anything to stay relevant as opposed to just going, maybe we just shut this bitch down.
Let's go down the crazy trail. In Miami, transgender woman who suffered a broken penis when her lover had a heart attack and died during sex sues the man's wife for damages.
Cal, you want to handle this?
There's so many things that I don't. How?
The painful look on Cal's face as you're reading that.
Yeah, let me.
First of all, broken penis. Ouch.
One sentence out of the story. Jennifer, who said she was hired by Sylvia to sleep with Miguel for his 60th birthday, appeared on Caso Cerrado in Miami to sue Sylvia for £16,000.
And that's coming up on today's Days
okay,
of Our
Lives.
Okay,
that makes a little more sense. So the wife hired her. Yeah. Now I see where the lawsuit, why she's...
Right.
Now it all makes sense.
Now, of course, yes.
I'm sorry. I need to open up a spreadsheet. I need a slide rule for this. Yeah. I cannot keep track of the players.
Poor choice of words.
Spreadsheet. Thank you.
Slide rule.
Oh.
Penis.
Thank you. At the Blaze, brutal beating of a twin. And this is just, this is another one of those, what happens to our society? The brutal beating 23-year-old Detroit man recorded on Facebook Live. It's happening
again. So this
again.
Is the second one?
Yes. This happened on Sunday. And this was just a beatdown of this guy on Facebook Live.
Well, that was Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
So all you're saying is that they actually are able to use Facebook Live in Detroit, because if you're on Facebook Live in Detroit, it's likely you're going to get a beating in the background somewhere on camera. It's just going to happen because it's Detroit. Exactly.
There's not much else to do.
So, yes. By the way, did you see the guy, the Facebook killer, killed himself yesterday?
Yeah.
Yep.
So he goes to Erie, PA. Erie's about 2 hours from Cleveland. So you go straight up East I-90. And he goes, we don't know what he did during that time, but when they found him, he goes through McDonald's, orders a large chicken nugget and large fry.
Oh, yeah.
The worker bees at McDonald's, God bless them, are like, I think I've seen him somewhere, killing somebody somewhere on Facebook.
Who is? Looks familiar.
So they call the popo, and they're like, your fries are not ready. Can you just stay put and pull around?
Yeah.
just hold it right there, please.
Special batch.
And they end up catching him. The guy turns his... So Chris tells me the story. And goes, so the guy kills himself when the cops try to pull him over and confronts him. And Chris's response is, about the guy, what a little bitch.
Yeah.
A punk.
You know what he did? The best thing, what he did?
What?
Saved us all some money.
Right, he did. Yeah, and I'm glad that he didn't threaten the cops. So we're glad about it. Chris wasn't saying that.
Yeah.
But it shows what a punk-ass bitch he is.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Off to South Dakota, Christian, and another one, Christian conference threatened by Muslim man flashing firearms on Facebook Live.
Cal?
I'm sorry, because I don't condone violence on any part.
Thank you for speaking out, because that is not your religion. Those people are crazy. Yes. Okay, good. Good deal.
Your face of disappointment is priceless, too.
Yeah.
I wish you got a camera in there.
Speaking of groping, off to D.C., woman says man groped her on United flight and attendants kept bringing him whiskeys.
Chris?
Were you on United flight last week, Chris?
No, you're supposed to go, I cannot condone.
Yeah,
even
but I do condone.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
that's
I support
the
that.
I thought. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm going on a flight today, so...
From Sid and Marty Croft in Lidsville, solitary consumption, 31% of marijuana users prefer using alone.
Aww. Actually, wait a minute.
Me time.
Is it?
Say, Bart.
Maybe that's good.
Yeah. Away from everybody else.
Who goes and buys the munchies?
They don't want to be accused of bogarting it? Is that
exactly.
What it is?
Exactly.
Uber Eats gets the munchies.
Speaking of bogarting.
Mm-hmm.
California. Maxine Waters tells MSNBC she's never called for Trump's impeachment just hours after doing
no!
just that.
You misunderstood
what?
Me.
What?
That was taken totally out of context.
When I said impeach 45, I meant take that Glock and impeach it.
I meant get rid of the Colt 45 because it's just bad.
Or is she talking about the peach out of Georgia because Georgia's about peaches?
Give Donald Trump a peach.
The tweet just hours before she said this was, quote, the president is a liar, his actions are contemptible, and I'm going to fight every day until he's impeached.
But that was like 3 years ago, right?
That was yesterday.
So wait, she's tweeted it,
yes.
She said it in public,
yes,
but then she's never said it.
Right.
We did a whole show about the failure of her.
Right, impeach 45. We did it Monday.
Yeah.
And honestly, they all do this. They say one thing, and 10 minutes later, they say something else.
Politicians are like women.
Okay.
Lots of places to go with that.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. No, you ever have the girlfriend, the wife, and they're telling
Which
you
one,
something?
Which one, the girlfriend or the wife?
Both.
Both.
Women. Been around women where
not
they're like...
not in the same room at the same time.
No,
yes.
Of course not. Where you're like, you just said... I never said that.
Oh,
you
yeah.
just... I never did that. Tuesday!
Yeah.
You spent
Tuesday.
The... And
about
I said
like
10 don't.
Minutes ago.
Yeah. Right. You're like, we had the whole... God,
this
the
is what
argument.
I mean. This is what I mean. We don't listen to me.
That's
not what I
said.
That is not what I said.
And then you walk away going... I know.
That's what she said.
We talked about the chocolate cake.
And you question yourself.
And you're right. You're going,
you question yourself.
I must be crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And
maybe
at the end of
I
the day,
didn't.
Maybe, and then at the end of the day, you're like, well, I guess I was wrong.
And then you split up and your friends are like, that's right. I was sleeping with her. And you're like, I knew it. She made me feel crazy. We had chocolate cake sleeping. There's a
four most important words you learn when you get married. You're absolutely right, dear.
Yes.
Oh, no wonder I got divorced.
Yeah, that's it.
See? You just learned. Mm-hmm. There's a new world's oldest woman. She lives in Jamaica.
How old?
117 years old.
Oh, there's a new
so
one. That means the
see,
world's
the old
oldest woman has died.
She died,
yes,
last,
she
week.
Died last week. Yeah.
This, world's oldest woman dies.
The advice she has, really and truly, when people ask me what to eat and drink to live so long, I say to them, I eat everything except pork and chicken, and I don't drink rum and then things.
Oh, well, I'm going to die soon.
Yeah, that's a failure. I don't want to live to be 117,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
Pork, that includes bacon, right?
It does.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Off to Massachusetts, machete cuts off man's hand in fight, but it gets reattached.
Oh, good.
It's a happy ending.
Where at?
Massachusetts.
Oh, here? Okay.
Good health.
Did you notice they blame the machete, though?
Of course, yes. Yes.
I mean, do the machete just wake up in the middle of the night and go, I'm going to cut this guy's hand off?
Never piss off a machete.
Yeah.
It's like a woman.
Same thing, exactly.
We did have a bunch of machete movies, too. So
a bunch of what?
I believe it's pronounced machete.
Okay.
Just saying.
Can't believe you'd mock him.
Yeah.
You know, English is his second
language. How you pronounce it.
That's racist.
I saw the movie.
That's his second language, Chris. Or Cal. That's Chris's second language.
Off to Canada. Driver charged after police find suspension made from wooden logs and chicken wire.
The suspension of the car?
Yes. And there's a picture of this one, too. It's
and he got arrested?
Yeah, he apparently you cannot use logs and chicken wire.
Why not?
That's my question.
That's ingenuity right
there. That's American ingenuity in Canada.
Read it again. They pulled him over? What?
He's charged after police find suspension made from wooden logs and chicken wire. It was used to...
Doggy Jethro. really got that up good, Granny?
It was out the
cement pond.
It was parked right
in the
cement
pond.
Yeah,
that is pretty good.
They stopped him, and that's for whatever
reason,
they looked underneath.
Why are we stopping? Not we, because we're not Canadians, right, but like, exactly. Why are you stopping?
Oh,
ingenuity.
It was probably
like
the
that?
Chickens. Were there chickens wired up in it?
There, apparently, there may have been several chickens.
I'm picturing the car and planes, trains, and automobiles. We have no functioning dials.
No, not a one.
But the radio is clear as a bell.
I don't understand it. It works great. It doesn't look like much, but she'll get you where you want to go.
You better go outside.
Not a one.
And in Mexico, a man's body seen tossed from a plane is found on, this is not funny, found on the roof of a Mexican hospital. Yes, it is funny.
He was so close to being saved, right?
He was so close.
So close, if they'd only thrown him on top of the emergency room.
If you're going to get thrown out of a plane, that is the second best place to land.
Right there.
Yeah. He's
within feet of being
now,
saved.
Can we blame the hospital because it did not get there
in
time?
I would sue the hell out of them.
Oh, okay.
I mean, their roof was obviously too hard.
Too hard.
It should have been more of a soft landing. I mean, just so many things.
So sad. Well, perhaps better luck next time. Right. This is The Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Planned Parenthood has sent out a correspondence to help people understand consent.
Nay means nay.
Is consent really misunderstood?
Depends on what your definition of is.
I got you. Okay. Well, they say consent is as easy as fries, and that's all you need to know. It's as easy as fries.
French fries? What?
Like fries.
Fries.
Fries are good.
The acronym fries.
Oh.
F-R-I-E-S.
Okay.
That's how you can understand consent. Fries. Number one, the F, freely given. Doing something sexual with someone is a decision that should be made without pressure, force, manipulation, or while drunk or high.
What if you like it when you're drunk?
What if you like force?
Right.
But yet you're giving that, okay.
Yeah.
The R in fries, reversible. Anyone can change their mind about what they want to do at any time, even if you've done it before or in the middle of having sex.
I thought you, the other kind of reverse, never mind.
No, not positions.
Gotcha. All right.
I, informed. Be honest. For example, if someone says they'll use a condom and then don't, that's not consent.
Okay.
E, enthusiastic. So it has to be... enthusiastic. You know what?
I'm so nervous.
Every married guy knows they've not gotten consent. Because there's a hell of a lot of nights it's like, all right, I've got 4 minutes.
I call it the chore.
Sure, fine, whatever. Let's get this over with. Enthusiastic. If someone isn't excited or really into it, that's not consent.
Then we're all screwed.
Yeah, exactly. Or not. And then the S, specific. Saying yes to one thing, like going to the bedroom to make out, doesn't mean they said yes to others like oral sex.
Yeah, it does.
Fries. Understanding consent is as easy as fries.
So wait a minute, what was the F again?
Freely given.
Ah.
Yeah, that's not.
First of all, it's never free.
No.
Ever.
Nope, exactly.
That really puts you in the mood when you think your checklist now.
Why does Planned Parenthood need to tell people about consent? Is Planned Parenthood exclusively a female organization? Hmm. not just for female and not only run by females.
Right. And parents can be male or female.
Right, exactly. Yeah. They do health services primarily for women.
Right, yes, they certainly do.
So those health services would be, they say breast exams. We found out they don't actually mammograms.
No.
They perform abortions.
Yes. That affects health.
What does that have to do with consent, though? I mean, you could, with consent or without, conceive, so it's irrelevant.
Right.
It's almost like this is some sort of agenda.
Yeah, it's a PR move.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to wrap themselves in some greater issue of women being victims so they can continue to get funded, pretending that they're in this for women and not for abortions. It's not about women. It's not about moms. It's not about consent. It's not about rape. It's not about any of those things.
No.
It's about abortions.
That's it.
You are providing a service.
Right.
Abortion. So I can't help but ask, given that they simply are abortion providers, did that baby freely give informed, reversible, enthusiastic, specific consent?
Nah.
Did they inform the fetus specific information in an enthusiastic way and get an enthusiastic response that could be reversible? And did they freely say, yes, I surely want to be killed?
No, not so much.
Seems a bit hypocritical.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Celebrity Chef Patrick talks business and food trends with Doc Thompson and the always hungry Morning Blaze crew.
Chef Patrick, how are you? It's Food Biz Pro at Food Biz Pro on Twitter. How are you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Doc. I'm doing well. And you?
I'm doing okay. I saw a disturbing story that I have to ask you about, that apparently that there is some sort of potato chip shortage going on in Japan. And I think, haven't these people suffered enough?
Serious?
I mean, Fukushima and then that?
You know, as opposed to the great potato famine in Ireland, this one was not caused by a blight to the potato industry, at least not some sort of biological entity.
Oh, okay, good. That's at least a step in the right direction. What happened?
Now, well, they had a series of storms last summer, which kind of decimated their crops in Hokkaido, which is the main farming region of potatoes in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And they only import about 15% of the potatoes used in the potato chips. And the main manufacturer, Calbee, has stopped production on about 36 different lines of potato chips.
So you're telling me normally they only import about 15% of the potatoes they use?
About 15% from the U.S. They probably import another probably 10 or 15% from elsewhere.
Because they...
But for a small...
Well, because they import...
A small country.
Yeah, I mean, you lived in Japan quite a while, right?
Yes.
I mean, this is my naivete. I just assume they imported more stuff because, I mean, they don't have a lot of flat land. But I know they do farming up in the mountains, like in giant steps. But I guess potatoes are easier to grow in those areas because they're underground. Mm-hmm. So that, I guess that does make sense, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, Japan is very strict about importing and exporting, especially what they consider to be protected items, rice, real Wagyu beef, things like that. On the potatoes, I'm not sure, but, you know, they're very efficient at their drilling and production methods, so I wouldn't be surprised if they don't import more than 20 or 30% of what they need on a consumption basis.
So I wonder then, if they want to keep up with the potato chip demand, will they be importing more potatoes from elsewhere, like America? Are my potato chips being threatened?
Well, they tried to, but we didn't have enough production to supply what they needed. Above and beyond the original 15% they typically import, we didn't have enough potatoes to supply them. I guess
God
is really busy this year with French fries.
I don't know if you've seen Doc go through a bag of potato chips.
It's a sight.
It's scary. You if you came near it, you might lose a finger.
Dude, I work. It's a job.
Yeah. No,
I am. Listen, I don't get the take a potato chip and place it into your mouth and
go.
That's nice.
No. He shovels.
You've got it. You've got
a whole
hand
into the bag,
right,
and then a scoop into the mouth.
Unless your mouth is full of potato chips, what's the point? I mean, chip?
I'm not judging, Doc, because I'm kind of the same way.
Okay, there it is.
Mine is because I haven't eaten all day, and it's like 1 a.m. when the event is done.
Right.
And it's time to eat.
Yeah,
it's more of a sustenance thing than...
You got to get a whole mouthful. And there are certain breakfast cereals like that, too. You want like the biggest spoon possible, right?
It's got to be Fruit Loops.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, Patrick, I'm trying to think of some of the other substitutes for chips. I mean, obviously, you can do corn chips and stuff like that. But you've had Terra chips, right? Have you ever had those?
Oh, those are awesome.
Oh,
I love those.
I think they really started the trend of non-potato snack chips.
Or artisanal, I guess, is the word.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got like yuca, sweet potato, all these different kind of potatoes that they make into chips.
Yeah, they make taro. Taro is one of my favorites.
Those are really good. I'm trying to think what else they like turnips and stuff.
Yeah, so they do. There are taro chips. There are beet chips. Sweet potato is probably my all time favorite.
Those are awesome.
Mm-hmm. And taro, I think, makes the best ones. There are a bunch of
yuca
that make them. You know what? I actually have. I'm looking at these chips right in front of me right now. Surprisingly, and they are handcrafted style. Carrot chips.
Carrot?
Lightly salted carrot chips. Absolutely.
Now, Patrick, are all of these made the same way? I mean, what are our options if we're going to try to make some things at home like this that are healthier in the chip? Let's say...
Can you chip anything?
Yeah.
I've
seen, like, in the stores, kale chips and quinoa chips and rice chips.
Yeah, say there's a run on chips in America, like traditional chips, and we need to start making our own. What can we chip?
Well, so first and foremost, there has to be some sort of starch in there, right? In order for you to bake it or fry it, it should have starch. I was looking at this online. They have everything from recipes for beet chips, cinnamon, cardamom, carrot chips, tomato chips.
Tomato
chips? Potato. I didn't say tomato chips, which I'm thinking are probably just dried slices, right? Butternut.
Yeah, that's more of a dehydration then, right? If you're talking things like tomatoes, that's more dehydrating.
You can't really fry a slice of tomato, can you?
No, but you can bake them in the oven until they're crispy. You know, you just have to cut them paper thin.
Okay.
Taro are probably my favorite alternative. You can fruit pineapple, Brussels sprout chips. That's something I've never heard of. That sounds really pretty good.
I don't even know how you cut those up. I guess that's more of like a more like the kale, like you said. Is that the?
Mm-hmm. Well, kale chips are. You know, it's funny because they're becoming the number one health. I don't know. It seems like kale and Brussels sprouts are all over every menu,
right?
In every restaurant and in every grocery store. But I'm not sure I want kale chips or Brussels sprout chips. I'm just not that healthy.
Have you had the kale chips? When they're seasoned, they're pretty good. I mean, you knowing they're healthy and they're all right. But have you priced kale chips?
By weight. Price them by weight, Doc.
You have to take out a mortgage on your house to get a mouthful.
Yeah, it's like a half an ounce 4x4 bag for $26.
I mean, you've got meth and coke dealers going, I'm getting into the kale chip business.
I'm in the wrong business.
Right.
That's right.
It is so damn expensive.
But it's not the same as a potato chip. It's like this flaky kind of like, I don't know. While we're on the subject, you know Pringles, everybody knows Pringles, right? Is that a potato? Because it doesn't taste or feel like a potato.
Well, you know, what they do is they make kind of a mashed potato from that first, and then it's pressed out and then fried.
They grind it all down into a pulpy thing, right?
And that's why there's like 67 ingredients in Pringles instead of the 3 that are in traditional potato chips: sliced potatoes, oil, salt.
So so you can do all of those things. Are they all basically the same idea? You're just putting them in the oven with some oil and then some basic spices and drying them.
And some can be fried. You know, you got to watch out for the water content when you're going to fry it because of the splatter, you know, splatter factor. But they're pretty much sliced.
So wait,
dry,
why can I ask? You know, when I have a kettle, my favorite kind are like the kettle chips.
Love those.
They're really crunchy. as opposed to a like regular, I don't know, flat, like a Lay's or something, tastes completely different, but they're both fried, right?
Correct, yeah.
So what is it with the kettle?
It's probably the thickness of the chip and the variety of the potatoes. So the higher the starch, the thicker you can cut the potato and the crispier it will be. So,
now, I have made sweet potato fries, and they are good but laborious. I mean, they take a long time. And even more laborious than that is plantain chips.
Yes.
Those things. If they're green enough that you can, that they don't mash and fall apart when you try to cut them, then it's like cutting concrete. You just, so hard to work with, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, and they are super, super starchy, so they come out really good when you fry them, but it is really laborious to try and cut and slice and dice and do everything yourself. So that's why I typically just go to the grocery store and buy what they have on the shelf.
Okay.
I'll always get to being lazy on that front.
Well, yeah, I mean, because time versus, you know, your time versus the money, and that's one of those ones that may just be cheaper to end up doing that way. Pat, I want to talk just a little bit. We're talking with our celebrity chef, Patrick Mosier. It's at FoodBizPro or FoodBizPro.com about the food freedom movement. I know North Dakota just had some interesting issues with it as well, but this is basically it's shocking that this even has to be a moment, but it's stuff like raw milk and butter that the government doesn't control. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, this all goes back to regulations the government put in place regarding raw and unprocessed products.
Mm-hmm.
That were typically from farms and sold to the general public, you know, unpasteurized milk, you know, fresh livestock that were harvested and just sold to the public without being inspected by the USDA.
This is so incredible. I get, and this frustrates me, I get that the government, wrong or right, I get their motivations to say, let's put some organizations in place to make sure things are healthy. But it should also come with, but if y'all want to do that raw stuff or sell it amongst yourself or whatever, just be aware, you know, our name's not on this. We didn't. Okay, good. But they've actually tried to stop it over the years, ban things.
Yeah, they have. You know, but they have tried to stop it, and there are still some things that are not allowed. But a lot of states do allow individual producers and growers to sell directly to the public. If you go to a farmer's market now, you know, you'll have your local pork rancher or
right.
pork rancher, that sounds bad. But your pig farmer, right, who will sell their harvest at the farmer's market. And there are still some regulations, mainly that the product has to be frozen.
Okay.
Even beef and lamb manufacturers and chicken as well. But, you know, that's really the only regulation. It has to be labeled and it has to be frozen. And the reason for frozen is because people, you know, and I don't blame them really, we're kind of stupid when it comes to transporting our own food home, but we don't always have a freezer bag or something to keep it cold till we get it home. And the farmer, in order for them to be allowed to sell it, they have to be able to keep it in a cold state for you to consume.
Okay.
So they make you have it frozen. But there are other things, too. There are a lot of states like, you know, Arkansas, for instance, and Texas that have these farm bills or small artisan producer bills, which allow a home cook or chef to, you know, make baked goods and sell them to the general public without a nutritional label,
good.
Without any inspections, yeah, and without any tax. Well, any taxes, get it? That was a joke.
Yeah.
That's how restaurants make their money is in cash, but nobody pays in cash anymore, right?
Right.
But yeah, so they do allow that, and I think there's 20-something states now that allow you to do that.
Good.
I know Montana just passed what is it, the Food Freedom Bill.
Yeah, North Dakota, I think it was too. So good. I'm all behind it. I'm like, I mean, just as long as people know what they're getting, you do your thing. And, it's, you know, there's transparency. Good to go.
And that's the big thing is read the fine print. You know, that whole survival of the fittest, man. Whoever could read fastest and longest apparently survived. So
what do you have recipe-wise for us at foodbizpro.com today? Foodbizpro.com. You going to post some stuff about chips or what?
I am. I'm also going to tweet out here in a few minutes some those alternative chips that I was just mentioning.
Good.
I'll put out the links to all those recipes. So
alternative chips, like alternative facts?
Exactly.
These better be good chips.
They're fake chips. Fake chips.
We're not in the business of fake chips.
Hashtag fake chips.
That's right. It's at FoodBizPro on Twitter. Please follow Patrick and FoodBizPro.com. Celebrity chef Patrick Mosier. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks, Doc.
This is The Morning Blaze.
The next generation of talk radio.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
please, if you would, go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384 and get their Quick Start program. It's a three-week pack for just $19.95. Relief Factor is an all-natural anti-inflammatory that is helping thousands of Blaze audience members and a bunch of the employees around here with their chronic pain. It has helped me with my sciatic. I have struggled with this over the years at times when I run or do different activities. Normally, I can just stretch or ride it out. But a few months back, I just couldn't get rid of it. It just, no matter how much I stretched and that, it would help it a little bit and then right back to it. I took the Relief Factor for 4 or 5 days and finally started noticing the results. And I don't have that issue anymore. It's inflammation that generally causes pain. And when you're taking those narcotics, it's just masking the pain. It's hiding it. You still have the pain. You just may not feel it as much. You're not really dealing with the root cause. And one of the coolest things is, I keep mentioning the Relief Factor around here. And every time I mention it, someone's like, oh, I tried it. It's great.
It's awesome.
I keep telling, like, I think some people thinking, oh, okay. Yeah,
I think it might soon be the official pain reliever of the Morning Blaze.
It really is.
Or of the Blaze in general.
No, casually, I've said to people while doing the commercial or off the air, they got to do Relief Factor commercial or whatever. And they bring up their own story. Like, I keep thinking, okay, it helped me, and I'm sure. First of all, I didn't realize that many people had pain, chronic pain or issues. But I said it to you. You mentioned it helping with your back. Chris Cruz mentioned it helping. Obviously, Brad has endorsed the product for a while. And then Keith.
He's on it, too.
At the Blaze, Keith. He's like, oh, yeah. He goes, I had chronic pain in my leg for years. Boom. I don't have to worry about that anymore. Michael Palka. It's like everybody I talk to around here, they're like, yes. I think what happened is around here, people tried it because they were a sponsor and we had some of the product in.
Yeah.
But it's only $19.95 for you to try yourself for a three-week pack to see if it's going to help you out. So
if you think about it, $19.95 for a 3 weeks supply as opposed to like a painkiller that you would go through in what, like a bottle of some sort of, you know, ibuprofen or whatever is like
right.
It's much more and it lasts you much less.
It costs you a fortune. And by the way, a lot of times those painkillers you have to keep using more and more and more. Try it today. Again, it's only $19.95 for a 3 week pack. That should be plenty to for you to start seeing results. Most people see results 7 to 10 days. Go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com or 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Tweets coming in with the hashtag what I learned today. Red 5 standing by. When your acronym for consent is harder to remember than the definition of consent, hashtag you're doing it wrong.
Absolutely.
Right? It spells out fries, and then each letter has this long definition. Let's see. Larky Farkin tweeting, hashtag what I learned today. Other chips may be good, but nothing beats a potato chip. No one eats them to be healthy.
Nope.
That's Jared not true. Jared 15
tweeted here, with fried banana in studio, don't you already have a plantain chip expert?
That's a really good point.
Fried banana, where are you?
I'm going to dispute that. I think some people do eat them to be healthy. I do.
You eat potato chips to be healthy?
Right. I'm failing at it, but that's my goal.
Failing horribly.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Part of the next generation of talk radio.
This is the Blaze Radio Network.